Welcome to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at wdce.org. The show is recorded and will be available on Monday at cooljazzset.com. This is Chuck Israels, and you're listening to one of the East Coast's premier modern jazz programs. I had the honor of working with Bill Evans for some of the most rewarding years of my bass playing career. His music represents one of the pinnacles of 20th century music. The pianistic nuances, harmonic beauty, and romantic qualities of his music are universally recognized. What's sometimes overlooked is the high degree of rhythmic control and invention in his playing. Listen for why Larry Bunker said that Bill was the most rhythmically inventive musician he had ever heard. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. Chuck Israels, one of my favorite bass players, and a legend in his own time. A marvelous professor of music, great teacher, fantastic bass player, arranger, conductor, composer, and leads his own big band, the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra, and you will hear some of those tonight. Tonight we're celebrating both Bill Evans, who Chuck played with back in the 60s for a good while, and we're also celebrating the music of Chuck Israels himself. He is such a wonderful, talented artist. So, I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show, and we'll get started right now from an album that Chuck did with his big band called the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra. And this is an album entitled Second Wind, a tribute to the music of Bill Evans. And this is a tune written by Bill entitled Show Type Tune, the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
And that was the John Mayer Trio. John on piano, Derek Oles, the bassist on that, Roy McCurdy on drums. And that was recorded live at the Athenaeum. That was Jerome Kearns and Oscar Hammerstein's All the Things You Are. Here's a nice vocalist. This is Tony DeSerre from his album entitled Radio Show. And this is the tune entitled A Little Bit Closer.
I have to tell you something serious, but don't be alarmed. See, I've been feeling delirious when you're near my arms. So it's a hop, it's a jump, it's a skip now. From the tip to the top of your lip now. What would I do to get a little bit closer to you? Don't say yes, don't say no, no, don't rush now. If you think of it too much, you'll blush now. What would I do to get a little bit closer to you? Picture this, a real long ride on a transatlantic plane. But we'll have Paris before we cherish the view from Mr. Apple's Lane. If you hope, if you wish, if you pray now, then I bet it'll be any day now that I will get just a little bit closer to you.
Nice recording, Tony DeSerre. Okay, up next, the Bill Evans Trio from an album he did called A Time Remembered. And this features both Bill Evans, who is a featured artist tonight, as well as the great bassist Chuck Israels, who's also a featured artist tonight. Larry Bunker, by the way, the drummer on this. This is a nice trio album. And this is a tune called What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you.
And a nice recording by the Bill Evans Trio featuring bassist Chuck Israels, the drummer Larry Bunker. Okay, and that of course was, what is this thing called, Love? Here's a nice quartet, the Chuck Israels Quartet from his album entitled The Bellingham Sessions, featuring on piano Miles Black, Dan Fanley on guitar, Don Bailey on drums, and of course Chuck Israels, the leader, on bass. And this is a nice tune I think you'll like. Cole Porter's I Concentrate on You. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education, so important in our schools, and taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Okay, up next, we're going to hear a nice recording from the Jeff Hamilton Trio. His album is entitled Red Sparkle, and this is Too Marvelous for Words, and it was arranged by his bassist, Christoph Lüdi, Tamir Hendelman, the pianist, and, of course, Jeff on drums. So I think you'll enjoy this. Too Marvelous for Words.
Thank you. Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Melissa Aldana from a new album she has just put out entitled Visions. And that was Never Let Me Go, and that features some nice piano work by Sam Harris. Melissa Aldana, wonderful tenor saxophonist. Okay, up next, here's a very talented young singer, Miss Jessica Israels, daughter of Chuck Israels, from her album Now I Know, and this is Jessica Israels with the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra singing We'll Be Together Again.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together. Your kiss, your smile are memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart, we'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us, for parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Together.
Miss Jessica Israels from her album Now I Know. And she has a nice website, by the way, too, jessicaisraels.com. And the last name is spelled I-S-R-A-E-L-S, Jessica Israels. Okay, we'll finish our first set. We've got another set to go. We'll finish up this first one with a new recording by Sam Dillon. He just put a new album out entitled Force Field. This is a tune he wrote and called Shift. And that's tenor saxophonist Sam Dillon. Hope you enjoy this. Thank you.